Here we go. Okay. This is the July 7th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves properties for cases 1193 through case 1208. And the property ID numbers are 986-028-414, 986-028-424, 986-028-418, 986-028-416, 986-028-415, 986-028-391, 986-028-390, 225-169-000, 225-167-000, 225-054-000, 225-053-000, 225-047-000, 225-005-000, 214-676-000, 212-163-000, and 212-114-000. Board members present by teleconference and video conference today are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Bo Stordahl and William Lynn on the line for the appellant. If the two of you would please raise your right hands to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Okay. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you. This is William Lynn. I'll go first, and then Mr. Stordahl will follow me. This is a little unusual because this property is all part of an approved and mostly completed surface mine. The thing that makes it unusual, and the thing that we have been having a hard time communicating with the assessor's office about, is that the property, unlike a lot of surface mines, is not going to be reclaimed with another land use. It's required by conditions of approval to be maintained in perpetuity as open space. We've provided a number of documents to you, part of the conservation plan that applies to the property. I think the most important document, though, that we've provided to you came from the county. When a surface mine is permitted, it's permitted locally in the county, and then also requires a state permit issued by the DNR, Department of Natural Resources. And the DNR asks the county, what is the use, allowed use of this property? And at page 25 of the materials we submitted is the county's reply, which states that the property will be maintained in perpetuity as open space. So it's not going to be redeveloped as a homes or even as agricultural. It's going to be maintained in perpetuity as open space. You can also see from the photographs that were attached to our appeal that these properties are largely depleted of mineral resources and are really just a series of ponds. So it's our contention that this property really has limited, if any, market value, and as it can only be used in perpetuity by as a habitat area. And in fact, the plan, the requirement of the county approval and the other governmental approvals, is that this will end up being dedicated to a conservation organization of some kind. A part of it was actually already dedicated to a conservation organization and carries a value of zero, and I'll let Mr. Short talk about that as he has firsthand knowledge. But generally, our position is this is unlike most property in the county, which has some lawful use. Its only lawful use is as a habitat, an open space, and no one would pay, no one would probably even want to acquire it other than an organization. And if they did acquire it, they wouldn't want to pay any money for it because it doesn't have any monetary value. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Stewart, who has some more particulars.
Okay, thanks, Bill. So specifically, a portion of that surface mine has already been donated to a habitat conservation program by the name of Columbia Land Trust. And for the record, that parcel ID is 986-028-417. It was donated in 2016, and like Bill mentioned, carries a value of zero on where it's tax exempt because it doesn't have any other use other than that of habitat conservation. For some comparables throughout the county, and as it's specific to surface mines, I can point to three different surface mines in the county where the permitted use or the allowed use is that of the pre-existing zoning on the property or what would become the subsequent use. And specifically at the Mountaintop Quarry, one of the parcels is 230067000. It carries on it an FR80 exemption, which was the pre-existing use prior to it becoming a surface mine and is also the subsequent use. So either one of those tax exemptions were applied to it because there isn't a surface mining use when it comes to tax value on the property. In addition to that, the Cadman Mine, one of their parcels, 225684000, is identical to that, other than it's an FR40 exemption, which then in turn carries the actual use of the property to be that FR40. So the current use of the surface mines don't match what the allowed use or the taxable use has been applied, like it has been there at the Daybreak. So like Bill alluded to, we're trying to determine what the real value of the parcels are and when compared to the Columbia Land Trust owned lot that's adjacent to ours that has a zero value to it. We'd like to see some consistency on the adjacent parcels that we currently own and operate.
Are you completely done with those pits?
So if you, and I'll get the parcels on hand to show, but where 61st Avenue runs north-south there, everything to the west of 61st Avenue is, the mining is complete. Everything on the east side has yet to be mined out. So I would say 75 to 80% of the parcels that we're challenging here are completely mined out.
Can you tell us, are any of the ones on this list ones that have not been mined out?
Yeah, let me pull that up here. Here there's three parcels that have not been mined. Parcel 225169000. Parcel 986028391. And parcel 986028418.
And those are the three parcels that you're still operating in some manner.
Well, technically we're operating in all of them, but those are the three parcels that have resource that remain to be mined out and processed.
The other ones are closed out and never going to be mined again?
Correct.
Okay. But those, you know approximately how much longer you're going to be mining in those three parcels?
It'll be market driven, but it could be anywhere from 5 to 10 years.
Okay. Is there a map in here that tells which one that is?
I think there was a photo of the parcels I just listed with our submittal.
Yeah, each of the panel has a aerial photo attached.
Next year, if you appeal again, it would be very helpful if you number all the pages.
Thank you.
What I'll add quickly here while you're searching for it is, even if those parcels weren't to be mined, it is required that they remain in habitat conservation, which our argument was that it holds very little, if any, value with that condition put on those parcels because it's in perpetuity.
Okay, that if I look at this correctly, this is a triangle parcel that abuts a road on one side. Is that correct?
Yes, you must be looking at 986-028-418.
Yes.
Yep, that's the southernmost parcel.
Okay, that looks like it's out in the area of homes and, it looks like maybe 5-acre parcels.
Yep.
Now,
to the east.
When this says it has to be open space, can it be turned into a park, a naturalized park?
Well, it has to, so the HCP, the Habitat Conservation Plan that's assigned to this pit, contemplates the next 100-year flood. And when that happens, the idea of reclamation is for this pond system to become the new route for the East Fork of the Lewis River. So I guess what it could be turned into after that, the requirement is habitat conservation / open space. So access to the public, but then also carrying the responsibility of maintaining it as habitat conservation.
And is that the river up to the northeast?
That's a creek. This East Fork of the Lewis River is directly south of this parcel.
Okay.
So if you're pulling up on Google.
All that farmland is, are all those houses in there going to be flooded also?
Nope. They're above the 100-year floodplain. But the portions inside the pit will eventually, the idea was the pit would become the East Fork Lewis River. And it would rechannel that switchback. If you were to look at it on Google Earth, it would rechannel that switchback and basically plunge through the pit and eventually out all over onto the lower part of that East Fork.
Okay.
Pretty complex permit.
But all the rest of them, other than these three, are all mined out and basically you're required to maintain their open space forever.
Yep.
And you can donate them to an open space person, I mean some other organization, to maintain it as open space. Is that correct?
Well, the requirement is to donate them to a habitat or a conservation company of some sort.
Okay.
And we chose Columbia Land Trust on the parcel that we've already donated.
Got it. That was 417.
Correct. So what's left to be reclaimed on the parcels that have been depleted, there's a number of things that still has to be done. We have to plant a number of trees in anticipation of that becoming a habitat conservation plan.
Yep. Got it.
Have you, in your conversations with the assessor's office, what is their rationale for the values? Did they give you any rationale for the value that they put on your land?
We've reached out to them a number of times, partially through the prosecuting attorney's office and otherwise, and really just haven't had any success. We sent this information to them. We asked for a response or a conversation and have not had that. So I don't know. I was kind of hoping to hear it today, to be truthful.
Okay.
So the values that you've assigned to these parcels or are requesting for them, it's $100. That's simply there as a token number. You don't really have any type of a sales information from anywhere to support that. It's just putting a number in. Is that correct?
If it was intended as a nominal value, I'm not sure they're worth that. It should be truthful, but I'm not sure it's not just a liability, but that's what we put in as a nominal value, yes.
But you have an obligation to maintain that as it is, and if there's anything that needs to be maintained, you would have to forego that expense to maintain it until you donate it to some other conservation organization. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I don't think I have any more questions.
No, I don't have any more questions.
Well, I got a lot of questions, but I don't think there are any answers, so I'll let them go.
Sure.
Anything else, guys? I think I'm done.
Okay.
Okay.